Blog Talk Radio.
Thank you.
Good morning, good morning, good morning, Radio Land. God bless you. Thank you for joining us this morning. We thank you that God has blessed us all to see another day, how we have been kept through the night, how God has really sustained us. I bless God for keeping all of you all and for you tuning in. I am your host this morning, Apostle Rosalind Overton from Follow Me as I Follow Christ Outreach Ministries. And I'm just imploring you to invite a friend, invite a family member, a cousin, a neighbor, co-worker. Go ahead on. Let them know that we are live. Let them know that we are looking forward to praying and linking our faith with them. We want them to join our Facebook page, FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. We're just excited to be able to pray with you and for you. I thank everyone. I just want to say this much. Thank everyone who stopped by Colin Powell on last week. It was our TV launch party. God is such an awesome God that despite what the enemy tries, he is not successful. He has no power over God's kingdom. And we had such a glorious time with you on last week. And there were raffles, there were giveaways, there were prizes. And so I don't know how many of you all received those on behalf of us, but please continue to spread the word that FMFC is now on television, internet television, on Sundays at 8 a.m., Mondays at 4 p.m., Thursdays at 8:30 p.m., and Saturdays at 3 p.m. God has blessed us to be on there four times a week. Just tune in to Christ Family Network. Go up under the Hava channel. It's a Hebrew, so the spelling is C-H-A-Y-A-H, and type in Ministry in Motion. You will see us live, well, the live broadcast on Sundays, but we will loop those shows for you every Monday, Thursday, and Saturday. So we're just looking forward to feeding souls that may, you know, need some midweek manna. We're looking forward to blessing individuals who are trying to get some food and nourishment through the week. We love you, and we want to be able to be obedient unto God. We are about to go into our comprehensive prayer for commanding your morning this morning, but I just had to pause and say thank you for coming out on last week. We're looking forward to future engagements. We're looking forward to future conferences, which is coming up in July. So stay tuned for those details. As for right now, we are going to go into a moment of prayer. Father in heaven, we thank you, Lord God, and bless you. Lord God, we love you on this day. Lord God, I thank you for being so kind, so just, so loyal to forgive sins on today. Forgive me of each and every last one of mine, Lord God, that I might not be a stench in your nostrils, but Lord God, that when you hear my voice, when you hear my prayers, that you will answer them according to your will and purpose. Lord, move by your spirit this morning and have thine own way, Lord God, even through this broadcast, that, Lord God, that you will pull down those strongholds, that you will cast down the vain imaginations in the name of Jesus. Lord God, that you will dismantle, Lord God, every assignment of the enemy and every witching warlock's assignment and contract that they devise during the night, Lord God. We cancel them out. Even now, in the mighty name of Jesus, we command our day with love. We command our day with peace. We command our day with joy. We command our day with favor. We command our day with grace. We command our day with healing. We command our day with power. Lord God, let us move in the Spirit. Lord God, let us talk in the Spirit. Let us hear and see in the Spirit. And Lord God, we just kill out all flesh on our lives, Lord God. And may we operate in the Spirit, in the Spirit realm, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, have your way today. We know people are hurting. People are dying. We just lift up, Lord God, the Floyer family who lost their daughter, Amy, on this week, a couple days ago. Lord God, just to the beating in the bathroom. Lord, my soul even aches because I wouldn't want to ever have to get news that my child was beaten to death at school in the bathroom over such trivial matters, oh God. Father, Lord God, encourage that family. Lift them up today, oh God. Give them peace no matter what. Don't let there be revenge in their hearts. But you said in your word, Lord God, that vengeance is yours. So, Lord God, I know that you're going to prevail in that situation. You're going to heal broken hearts. Lord God, even the mindset of those who were involved in that process, heal their minds for whatever it was that caused them that would want to strike the fight, be antagonistic, pin her up in that bathroom and bring harm and even now death unto her. Lord God, heal their little hearts for whatever, Lord God, that this is, this strong man that's driving our youth to kill and to be killed in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we command our day to be nothing short of you, Lord God. We command that we will be so peaceful and that we feel and see the release of heaven down into earth, that nothing else prevails but your will in our lives on this day, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, bless every listener, everyone who's called in, everyone who's tuned in via the internet, those who are liking the Facebook page. Bless them in a special way, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We are really, really, really wanting their prayers to be answered, all those confidential prayer requests listed on our page and in our email mailbox. Lord God, I ask that you will please fix situations and heal bodies, oh God, and bring restitution to finances. And Lord God, those unmentionable prayer requests, I know, Lord God, that you are blessing them according to your will and purpose. I'm just believing that for them on this day in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just thank you. We just bless you and we just magnify you, even for every co-host that has dialed in today, that is on the wall interceding on the people's behalf, your people, God. Hallelujah. We thank you for them. Word their mouths. May their prayers be bullseye prayers in the mighty name of Jesus. It's not enough to pray because we may pray amiss, but word our mouths on this day, oh God. In Jesus' mighty name, we are binding up all backlash right now, oh God. We are binding up all retaliation. We are binding up every assignment of the enemy in the name of Jesus. We release your power. We release your blood. In Jesus' name we pray, and we decree these blessings to be so. Hallelujah. Once again, I thank you again for joining us on today. I must quickly, I had forgotten to make this announcement. Those of you who had gotten the latest bookmark, the latest banner posted on our page, our email address is listed incorrectly. please know that we are FMFC Chicago at Outlook.com. We are not at Gmail. You will not reach us. I'm probably sure it came as a bounce back if you did. But please know and understand that we are FMFC Chicago at Outlook.com. So I want to get you all excited. Yes, we are getting ready to have a prayer summit, a prayer healing and deliverance conference in July. That will be 21st and 22nd from 6 p.m. through 6 a.m. Oh, my goodness. Ooh, prayer for 12 hours straight. That means we are covering 4 prayer watches. So thank to God, even the time in which the enemy is going to, or thinks he's going to bring some assignments in our lives, some attacks in our lives, they are going to be broken down. They are going to be dismantled. They are going to be canceled out. And we're going to remove the mountain of death and remove the mountain of sickness and infirmity. And we're loosing upon God's people all of the blessings and all of the miracles that God has for us. So get ready. Just mark your calendars. If you have any questions, go ahead on and reach out to us to FMFC Chicago at Outlook.com. We will give you further instructions about that and on that. Now, the next thing that we would like to be able to do is have one of our pastors. He is going to pray for you as well, Pastor Malafont. He's our relocated West Coast pastor to Chicago now, and Chicagoland is blessed because he, his presence, you know, he is here now. I know I'm excited to not have to do the long-distance mentoring anymore, but he is right here in Chicago, and he is on the wall for you, and we're going to get ready to hear from him in prayer. So, once again, if you need to text a prayer request, do so at 847-942-9979. Or if you need to just inbox us, we are on Facebook right now. Go on over to our prayer page. It is FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. And we want you to leave us a prayer request. We're delighted and excited to pray for you. So I'm hoping that he is with us now, Pastor Mel.
Yes, ma'am. Can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you. God bless you for joining us this morning, and we're excited to hear the prayer of the Lord that comes from out of your spirit, and we're asking you to pray for God's people, pray for the infirmities that's in, attacking the body of Christ. So I am going to loose this microphone and hand it over to you, but we want you to pray for the youth and pray for the infirmities in the body of Christ, because Satan is still but a lie. So God bless you, and I release this microphone unto you right now, man of God. Take hold to the horn of the altar.
Thank you so much, Apostle Overton. Good morning, everyone. Thank you so much. Good morning, everyone. God bless you. I just ask that you link your faith to mine and be in agreement with the prayers that that are about to go forth. Holy Spirit, we just ask that you lead us and guide us as we go before the throne of grace. Father, we just thank you this morning. Father, we uplift your name. Father, we magnify your name. Father, we want to, before we start, Father, we want to give you praise, O Heavenly Father. We want to praise your name. Father, we uplift and magnify your name. Father, we give you glory this morning. Father, we bless you, for you are worthy to be blessed, Father. It is a pleasure, Father, to bless you, Father, to come before you with praise and thanksgiving, Father. Precious Lamb of God, our Lord and Savior, we just thank you and praise you and magnify your name. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for your sacrifice. We thank you for your lordship. We thank you for your finished works. We thank you. We just want to praise you and bless you and magnify your name. Father, we ask today, Father, that you forgive us for any and all sins that we may have committed, Father, knowingly and unknowingly, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you create in us clean hearts, O Heavenly Father, hearts after you, hearts that will walk after you, Father, hearts that will be in agreement with your word, O Heavenly Father, for your word says, how can two walk together unless they be in agreement, Father? So, Father, we desire to walk with you, O Heavenly Father. Father, so let our hearts, Father, be in line and in agreement with every word that has proceeded out of your mouth, Father. Today, O Heavenly Father, we uplift the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, that you touch every man, woman, and child, O Heavenly Father. Father, that belongs to you, O Heavenly Father. Father, we decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father, that every man, woman, and child of the kingdom on this earth, Father, are healed, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that the body of Christ is healed right now, Father, emotionally, Father, spiritually and naturally, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that every, Father, infirmity right now, Father, is broken right now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, and that your children, Father, through the finished works of your Son, Jesus Christ, Father, are healed and made whole, Father, and restored a thousandfold right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we even come against, Father, the habit, Father, of walking in affliction, O Heavenly Father. Father, we come against, Father, being comfortable in affliction, Father. Affliction being a comfortable place, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. Hallelujah. Father, we are your children, as Apostle Overton taught, Father. Sometimes we just have to be first. Father, give us a mindset of being first, O Heavenly Father, the first to be healed, Father, the first to walk in your word, Father, the first, Father, to pray to you, O Heavenly Father, the first, Father, to walk in the covenant, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus, Father. And we thank you right now, Father. Father, I want to just uplift ministry leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, I decree and declare right now, O Heavenly Father. Father, the release of a special anointing for them, Father. As, Father, many times, Father, we go to battle. We cover, Father, and many a times no one remembers to cover us, O Heavenly Father. So, Father, we ask that you also keep ministry leaders on the hearts of the ministry partners and the remainder of the body of Christ, Father, to cover us in prayer, O Heavenly Father, to come before your throne of grace, O Heavenly Father, and remember us, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now. Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, that the spirit of lack is broken over the body of Christ, O Heavenly Father. Father, there is no more lack, Father. Father, every assignment that you've given us, Father, fund it. Father, the wisdom, Father, of giving and tithing, O Heavenly Father, is loosed on the people, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We decree and declare that right now, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that there's a wisdom of your word, O Heavenly Father, and a desire, Father, to stay in your word and get an understanding of our Father, of our Creator, of our Lord and Savior, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father. We praise your holy name. Father, we uplift and magnify your name, O Heavenly Father. Father, those out there, Father, that are dealing with depression, O Heavenly Father, Father, we decree and declare right now, Father, the spirit of depression broken, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, that this spirit, Father, will not bear fruit, Father, not in the kingdom, Father, and not even, Father, in the secular world. We cover them, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. That depression is broken, Father. Father, they will not be enslaved to depression. Satan, I command in the name of Jesus, you release these people now in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send us, send your vineyard workers out to minister to the lost, Father. Give them ears to hear, O Heavenly Father, hearts that will receive, Father, and mind, Father, that will do what you have called, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we cover every man, woman, and child, Father, walking the earth today, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, create in them clean hearts around the world, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now we decree and declare, Father, that by your spirit, Father, you are breaking mental strongholds, O Heavenly Father, generational strongholds, O Heavenly Father. Father, and that you, Father, are creating in the people, Father, clean hearts, O Heavenly Father, that will seek you, O Heavenly Father, that will acknowledge hearing the gospel, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we thank you right now, Father. We praise you right now, Father. Father, we cover the world leaders, O Heavenly Father. Father, you say you blow on the heart of the king, Father. So, Father, we ask, Father, that you blow on the hearts of the kings and princes of this world, O Heavenly Father. Father, that they will seek your wisdom, O Heavenly Father. Seek your word. Seek your guidance, Father. And most of all, Father, receive salvation, O Heavenly Father, and be saved and be changed, O Heavenly Father. Father, we speak to the north, the south, the east, and the west, Father. And we call forth those that will give godly counsel to the leaders of this world, O Heavenly Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we speak over the areas of this world, the geographic areas of this world, and we loose them from the hand of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Satan, your reign has lasted long enough. The men and women of God are going forth to preach the gospel, and we are taking back the lands from you in the mighty name of Jesus. Hallelujah. We speak it now, and we stand in agreement that these geographic areas in the world are being snatched from your hands, hallelujah, for the kingdom in the name of Jesus. Father, we just praise you. We uplift your name, Father. We magnify your name, Father. Father, right now we speak against, O Heavenly Father, the violence in our inner cities, Father. Father, right now, O Heavenly Father, Father, we ask that you send your vineyard workers out to minister to the children, O Heavenly Father, who have never been loved, who have never been prayed over, O Heavenly Father. Father, we pray over them now, O Heavenly Father. Father, we ask that you create in them clean hearts, O Heavenly Father. Father, right now, Father, we decree and declare, Father, that they are healed of every hurt, every emotional wound, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. I speak to the youth now in the spirit. Be healed in the name of Jesus. Father, we ask that you send those out, Father, that will love on them, O Heavenly Father. Teach them, Father. Be mentors, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. We come against the spirit of fear that people have of these children, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, I decree and declare right now a change, Father, in these cities, Father, in the neighborhoods, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare, Father, that every street street, Father, every street corner, Father, is blessed, and we wrest these areas from the hand of the enemy, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we decree and declare victory in this area, Father, in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, all these words, Father, we have spoken, we declare them to be so, O Heavenly Father. Everyone, Father, that we cover, Father, I plead the blood of Jesus over them, Father, over them and their households, Father. Father, we seal these prayers against attack and retaliation. Father, we decree all these words spoken to be so in your Son, Jesus' mighty name. Father, we say amen, amen, thank you, Lord, and amen.
Well, bless you, Pastor. Hallelujah. Yes, we touch and agree. Amen. Thank you so much. Excuse me. Thank you so much for that prayer on this morning. We are definitely just so excited that you have joined us and that God is using you to intercede and be on the wall with the rest of FMFC. You all have to remember what the Bible says, what the Bible tells us. He says, one will chase a thousand to flight. Two will put 10,000 to flight. So it is very important to have corporate prayers. It is very important to have prayer partners. It is very important for us to link our faith. And I think that we sometimes, I don't know why, but we just sometimes shy away from that. People don't want to dial into prayer lines, or people don't want to get on the phone. Well, we're not always, in this day and time, we're not always able to be in a local place. And so thank God for technology. We thank God for telephones. We thank God for computers. We thank God for radios and all the technology that's available for us to come together and pray. Because the most important thing is being able to have all these prayer warriors on the wall simultaneously destroying Satan's territory, Satan's plan, Satan's plots. And so when I'm telling you we have people on the West Coast, we have people in Africa, the Philippines, the Midwest, we have people praying all over the world for you. We're not just in Chicago. So it's got to mean something to have all these different time zones, the four corners of the earth, bombarding heaven and going before the throne of grace on behalf of you, you, yes, and even you. So we want to continue to do that. Like I said, if you have not already, go to our Facebook page, like our page. It's under FMFC Global Prayer Warriors. Leave your prayer requests. Leave your comments. We want to hear the testimonies. We want to hear the victory reports. We want to know how God has moved in your life. So God bless you so much for joining us. If you need to text me a prayer request this morning, you could do so at 847-942-9979. We have not stopped taking them. We have not stopped praying for them. I really should be saying, and do know and understand that even when we are off live, we still pray for you. Once we've taken that prayer request, it just doesn't dissolve and go somewhere. We continue to keep you on the list, and we pray and we pray and we pray until one of two things happens. Either God releases us from that prayer, or you testify to us and let us know, hey, we got the victory on that thing. We can move on to something else. So please, yes, email us, text us, inbox us, let us know. We have received our triumph. And so we want to know that so that we can continue to pray for other things that may be going on in your lives. All right. I want you to get excited. Yes, get excited, get excited, get excited. Because we do have another intercessor on the line. This is our West Coast location on the line for you today. She has had her time in co-hosting on last week. If you all tuned in on last week, you had a chance to hear her as my guest co-host, and she's such a blessing. And we're going to have her pray for you today. So if you have any specific prayer requests, go ahead on and submit them. We will read them, and then we will pray for you. But God bless you. Sister Tangela, are you on the line?
I am here.
Is your mic open? Yes. Okay. Amen. God bless you. We thank you for joining us this morning, as you always do, to pray and intercede. And I'm praying for God to bless all of the co-hosts who tune in, all of you all who pray for the people. I pray over you all that you will receive some special blessings and rewards as well. But we want to hear the heart of God through you and what he has you praying for on today. I know we have some specific prayer requests up there, but we also want you to pray for salvation for the unsaved, you know, just for the lost. We need it for God. We need people saved. Yes, we're praying for infirmities. Yes, we're praying for healings. Yes, we're praying for money, houses, supernatural debt cancellation. We're praying for all these things. But none of those things will allow us to enter into the pearly gates, the gates of heaven. So I want you to pray for salvation of the lost and wherever else God leads you this morning. I'm going to yield this mic. God bless you, woman of God. Go ahead and let God use you.
Amen. Thank you, Apostle Overton. It is a pleasure to be standing with you in prayer. Amen. Father God, as we come before your throne of grace, we give you the praise, the honor, and the glory. I humble myself unto you, Lord God, this morning. I humble my spirit. I humble my mind. I humble even this flesh. I nail it to the cross with Jesus Christ. It dies daily for you, Lord God. And I move out the way and I ask you, Holy Spirit, have your way with me this morning. Have your way in this prayer. Guide my mouth. Guide my mind. Give me the words to speak. Touch the people that you would have to touch. Heal the people that you will heal. Give miracles to whom you desire to give miracles. Anoint who you desire to anoint and use in gifting as you desire to use in gifting according to the word of God. We give you honor and glory, Holy Spirit, on this line this morning. We love you. We cannot do this without you. We glorify you and we magnify you. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for guiding us in all truth. Oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, oh, Jesus, thank you. Wonderful Savior, Counselor, Prince of Peace, Lord of Lords, King of Kings, the great Jesus Christ, we love you. We thank you for salvation. We thank you for going in obedience and dying on the cross for your people. You loved us so much that you were obedient even unto death. And we glorify you for that, Jesus. How can we not acknowledge you in our hearts? Break each and every time. We just love you so much. And as we are here on this earth doing the things as you have called us to do, to be ambassadors unto you, Lord Jesus, we ask that you continue to rain down your spirit on us. Dwell in our hearts. dwell in our minds. Continue to be an example to us, even by your word. We thank you, Jesus. We love you so much. Heavenly Father, oh, bless your holy name. You are the great I am. You are the Alpha and the Omega. You are the first and the last. We acknowledge you. We exalt you. We magnify you. We glorify you. We praise you. We worship you. And we thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. You are worthy, worthy, worthy to be praised. And we thank you for loving us so much that you gave your only begotten Son to die on the cross for our salvation so that there will not have to be another animal killed for the sins of the people. You gave us your one and only Son who became life. The Word became life. And we thank you for the Word, oh God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Father God, as we enter into your throne of grace, we are dressed as your warriors. We have on our armor, Lord God. I ask you to receive me as you would receive Jesus Christ. I thank you for hearing my prayers this morning. Heavenly Father, we are standing in the gap for souls, Lord God. We are asking you to guide us to those souls that you have called your people, Lord God, whom you have called. We're asking you to guide us by your Holy Spirit to those that are due salvation, Heavenly Father. You said go even unto the ends of the earth, declaring Jesus Christ and baptizing in the name of the Father, the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. And Lord God, we are your ambassadors, and we say yes. At this time, we pray for the salvation of the lost. But Lord God, we also pray for the salvation and of the backslider, Lord God. I ask you to wrap your loving arms around them. You say you are married to the backslider, Heavenly Father. And I ask that you will bring them back into the fold. I ask that you will cover them and speak to them and remove the deception that the enemy has over their eyes, over their minds, over their spirit, the lies that he is telling them. I ask that you break the bonds of the stronghold of the strong man in the name of Jesus. You said, how can the strong man come and bind you up unless he sneaks in and deceives you? And I'm asking you, Heavenly Father, to go in and destroy that bounding. I'm asking you to destroy that stronghold. I'm asking you to take down the enemy's territory at this time, Lord God. I'm asking you to move in your by your spirit, oh God. I'm asking you, Lord God, to send down your mighty strong arm, Lord God, your arm of protection, and pull your people up out of that darkness, Heavenly Father. I'm asking you, Lord God, to rent the heavens and come down for your people. You've done it once before. I know you will do it again. I trust in you, Lord God. I put my trust in you, and I know that you'll do it because you said you would, and you said that if your people will cry out to you, you will hear them and heal their land. And I'm crying out to you this morning, Heavenly Father, in the name of Jesus, bring those lost souls back home, those souls that have been raised up in the body, Lord God. You told us as parents that if we should train up a child in the way he ought to go, that he will not leave from that path. You told us to raise them up in the love and admonition of the Lord, and by your obedience, Lord God, we did those things. You told us to suffer the little ones to come unto you, Lord God, and we did that in obedience unto you. Father God, obedience requires love. That means we love you so much that we would obey your command, Lord God. And we thank you for the salvation of the lost. We thank you for the salvation of the backslider. We thank you, Heavenly Father, for caring so much. You left no stone unturned. Hallelujah. The enemy may think he has won, but we know who the real winner is. We know that the battle is yours and the victory is ours. You made us the head and not the tail. Oh, bless your holy name, Lord God, this morning in the name of Jesus Christ. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I pray for the anointing of Deborah to come forth through your prophets. You have called your women to be nurturers of God. You have called your women of God to be mothers of your people. Oh, Lord God, asking you to release the anointing of Deborah to your prophets, Heavenly Father. I am asking you, Lord God, to remove any hindrances, Lord God, that will cause that anointing not to flow, the hindrance of fear, the hindrance of bondage, the hindrance of captivity. I ask you, Lord God, to destroy that yoke in the name of Jesus, the yoke of hindrance, Lord God. I ask you to destroy it, and I'm asking you to flow over in the abundance of that anointing, to bring deliverance, to bring revelation, to bring miracles, oh God, to operate in faith, Heavenly Father. Let your word be true. Let your word be yes and amen. We love you, Lord. We bow before you. We humble ourselves before you. We know that you are not done in this earth, and we are here to serve your people, and we love your people, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you cover each and every apostle, each and every prophet, each and every evangelist, each and every pastor, each and every teacher, Lord God, that is out there, that is doing your work according to your will, your purpose, Heavenly Father. I ask that you empower each and every one of us with your anointing, with your authority, with your word. Hallelujah, in the name of Jesus. There are souls to be delivered and converted, oh God, and I'm asking you for the power. You said if we ask you, then you shall give unto us any good thing, Lord God. So I'm asking you for a fresh anointing of the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I'm asking you for a renewing of the Spirit. I'm asking you for the baptism of the Holy Spirit and with fire in the name of Jesus. Purge us out, Lord God. Clean us up in the name of Jesus. Get your people ready for your return in the name of Jesus, so we may glorify you, that Jesus may glorify us in us, that we may glorify you in him. In Jesus' mighty name we pray, oh God. Heavenly Father, I would like to lift up every family member, Lord God, every family member that is out there that is praying, a loved one, Lord God. I ask you to heal their broken hearts, Lord God. I ask you to hear their cries and their moans in the night, Lord God. You are a God of family. You are a God of unity. Heavenly Father, I ask that the thing that the devil has divided, that you bring it back together, make it whole again, Lord God, so that love can flow. I'm asking you for that fresh water, Lord God, that you told the woman at the well, that if she knew who you were, that she would even ask for you for drink. Heavenly Father, give us that drink. Saturate us with your Holy Spirit. Saturate us with your word. Saturate us with your loving flow of water in the name of Jesus, that we may go forth arm in arm, taking back ground. Hallelujah. That the enemy has caused himself to try to destroy and take. We are extending arm in arm. We are moving as one body, one mind, one heart in the name of Jesus to glorify you. We thank you. We praise you. We exalt you, Lord God. We give you honor. Hallelujah. 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 We bless your holy name, Lord God. It is an honor to minister unto you, Lord God. It is an honor. I ask you that you instruct us in the ways that you would have us to go today, Lord God. I ask, Heavenly Father, that you would command this morning, command this day to line up with your will, what your will is, Lord God. What does thus saith the Lord say for us today, this day, Lord God? I ask, Lord God, that you line our spirit up with your spirit. I ask that you bring forth your true worshipers, Lord God. I ask that you bring forth your true anointing, Lord God, your anointed ones, in the name of Jesus. And we magnify you. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Be glorified in this day. In the name of Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Hallelujah. God bless you, woman of God. We appreciate you on today. Thank God for using you. I enjoyed that prayer. I hope you all out there in Blog Talk Radio Land enjoyed that prayer as well. God has truly blessed FMFC with some anointed people, and we are continuously praying. We are continuously fasting. We are continuously interceding, and we're getting ready just for that, our prayer summit. And we're looking forward to having four prayer watches covered all during the night. If you would like to begin to learn about those teachings of the prayer watches, the eight prayer watches, I will be starting that series. As you already know, we are on internet television, and I will be starting that series very soon so that people can really understand the authority that they walk in, what God has for us during certain times of the day, during certain times of the night, and how God moves in certain times of the day and certain times of the night. So if we understand how God moves, then we would be able to pray with more effectiveness, and we would be able to pray with more preciseness. And so that's what we're aiming for, those strategic plans of prayer, that God will use us, answer us, and we will be a walking prayer in victory. So get excited. July 21st through 22nd, we're going to be doing this. It doesn't matter where you are in the world. If you cannot attend in person, you will be able to attend via Blog Talk Radio. We will just have that done. We will have that set up. So we bless you for today's attendance. We are getting ready to have a couple more announcements before we close out with a prayer. But I'm thanking God for, once again, the internet TV. If you go to Christ Family Network and look under the Chavah Broadcasting, which is CHAYAH, and tune in to even today at 3 o'clock, you will be able to see Ministry in Motion. The correct email address for us is fmfcchicago@outlook.com. God is just awesome. I'm just excited. Getting a little beside myself here. Please invite someone to tune in. The only way that we can stay on TV, the only way we can stay on radio, is if we have listeners, viewers. So please tune in. Invite someone to tune in. And also know that you can come back to Blog Talk. When we are not live, you are able to come back and listen to those prayers. And you can have them constantly praying in your home. You can have them just going. You don't have to be home. A lot of times I allow prayers to just play and abide in my home to keep it blessed, to keep it saturated with kingdom words. So that's important as well. But I just bless and magnify you all for joining us on today. Father, be with your people as we command our day for your love and instruction, for your guidance and your power. I ask those to have an ear, let them hear what the Spirit is saying unto the church on today, God. We command that they will not walk in a spirit of error, because you said that sheep know your voice. Let your sheep know your voice, and you said a stranger, they will not follow. Do not allow them to follow them. But, Lord God, those who are strangers, bring them into the fold, the ark of the safety of you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. I ask that you will bless children to be saved, grandchildren to be saved, cousins, just relatives, friends, co-workers, God, those who are in the hearts of your men and women of God, and they have been seeking salvation for their loved ones, Please, Lord God, we ask that you will allow the people to turn from their wicked ways and hear from you, Lord God, and give their lives over to you that they may be saved and utilized in the kingdom in the mighty name of Jesus. Father, we just bless you for every attendee. We bless every listener. Lord God, I ask that you will remember their quiet prayer requests, those that they did not mention out loud. But Lord God, you know what they have on the altar of their hearts. And I'm asking you right now in the name of Jesus to grant them according to your purpose. Now, Lord God, we just lift up all the unmentionables, those whose names I cannot speak. But Lord God, you know they ask me to pray for them. Lord God, I ask that you will bless those people, supply their needs, heal infirmities, save the unsaved, Lord God, and move by your spirit in their lives and bring restitution in every way. Lord God, we just thank you that you have bound up the backlash and the retaliation and that the enemy has no room in their lives. These and all things we ask in your Son, Jesus Christ's mighty name, O God, we decree these things. So,
when we receive the word from the Lord, our answer should be amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. Let the church say amen. God has said. So let the church say amen.